We are learning Mesechta's Be'ed Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So now that we established that to help Abaya, we said Pshat in the Brayse is that the Levi was Makdim B'Shibalim, and therefore was Chal Adin Maisa Rishon on it, and therefore it became Tevel B'Trumas Maisa. Right, tomorrow, a simple question like this. Truma, you could just estimate how much it is in take of Truma. Why? Because Truma Midraisa, one Chita B'Tar Sakri, one Chita Pat is the whole thing. And just the Chazal said 150, 160, 140, depends if you're a Beinoni or a Ayin Yof, Ayin Ra. So there you can take the estimate. But Trumas Maaser is exactly 10%. If it's 10%, you got to count it up. So now that we're saying to one Trumas Maaser, how could say Mechashev? You have to do exact. Mechashev, I'm a Didabah. You have to measure it. And for the Gemara, Hamani, Abba, Elezer, Ben Gimel. It's Abba, Elezer, Ben Gimel, Ben Gimel, some of the guys. It's Abba, Elezer, Ben Gimel, the Tilet and the Bryce. Abelazar ben Gimel, Oimer. It says in the pasuk. This pasuk talking about the Levi. The Levi has to take off Chumas Ma'aser. So it says, "V'nechshav lachem Chumas Chem Yo Chuma." We consider kedogam and agerin and kumleim and ayakev. But trade Chumas across the dav. Two types of Chumas. It says Chumas Chem and dogam and agerin. Two on both Chumas. Achas Chuma Gedoyla, v'achas Chumas Ma'aser. And we learn now kashem Chuma Gedoyla nitelas ba'oimer can be taken with an estimate machshava and just machshava by thinking. And you know, on that side, I want to be truma. Kach trumas ma'aser, and it tells ba'omid machshava. Trumas ma'aser also, Elazar ben Gimel is mechadesh tos that trumas ma'aser also to tell us ba'omid machshava. You can also do it with an estimate without doing exact measurements. Uv machshava and machshava also. Rashi speaks that machshava actually is not learned out from the hekesh one to another. That learned out from pasuk v'nechshav lachem, which is going on both trumas. And what it means is that we're learning it from Chuma Gedoyla, it means the Oymid part. There's like Chuma Gedoyla is that one Chita Pateres Sakri, and you don't need exact. Same thing, Chuma Smaiso does not need exact. Gufa. Omra Bavol Omra Shem Malakish. Maisa Risha Shekdim Mishbalim. If Maisa Risha and you went early and took it while it was still wheat kernels, Shemoy Toivlela Chuma Smaiso. Shemalakla said that the name gives it a tevel for Chumas Maisa. That means even though it's not nigmar, it's not finished yet, it's chayiv, it becomes tevel for Chumas Maisa. My time, Amar Rava, hoyle yotzlov shem Maisa. Rava, the reason since it got a chalois shem Maisa, that alone will be chayiv for Chumas Maisa. You don't need gemar for that. It's a chalois shem Maisa. The Rajba here is bothers of what a Rava exactly add on, but Rava is adding on a piece of yisoy that yotzlov shem Maisa. Amar Shemalakla. Now, if a Levi takes his Maisa first, what happens is the coin really loses that little truma. But let's say, it's just for argument's sake, you have 100 bushels full. So really, the coin gets 2 bushels, then out of the 98, the Levi gets 10%, is 9.8, and then he gives Trumas Maisa on that. But if he takes early his 10%, so he gets 10, and the coin lost a little bit out of his truma. So maybe the Levi, they never took Truma off this. The Levi should give Truma also. Besides the Truma Smaiser, the Levi should give Truma also. And that's going to be the discussion next Gemara. Orem Shem Malakash. Maiser Rishon Shekdim Shabalim. Maiser Rishon that he took before Shabalim. Potter from Truma Gedayla. You're Potter from Truma Gedayla. Shenema, so it says in the Pasuk, about the Levi. V'arimoyser menu, Trumas Hashem, Maiser mena Maiser. And he dashed like this. Meiser min a meiser martelach. I told you, Levi, you have to take meiser from the meiser, 10% from the 10%. But loy chuma gedayla, v'chumas meiser and meiser, but not chuma gedayla and chumas meiser and meiser. That means you don't have to take chuma gedayla, even though you beat the system and you caused the coin a little bit of a loss. You don't have to take chuma gedayla from the meiser. Omri apapal avaya. If this drasha is such a strong drasha, no chuma and chumas meiser from the meiser. Yachi, I feel like dimi b'kri nami. Even if you, after it was Nigmar, you went ahead and took first. Forget about Shabalim. Let's say it was Nigmar and you went for the coin and got your Meiser. You also shouldn't have to take off Meiser of Chuma. You shouldn't have to get Chuma. I'm laying all. Lach HaMakra, on you, the Pasuk says, Mikol Matnei Seichem Tarimu Eskol Terumas Hashem. It says, Mikol Matnei Seichem Tarimu Eskol Terumas Hashem. We learn from there that it means that even a Levi got to take off Chuma. Bring about my Ross. Why do you think that The other me is going on with Gdilu Mishabalim, and this Reba is going on after it was raining Nigmar. How do you know which one's which? Well, it's Pashut. Hay idgam ala idgam. So in the case where you already had a kri, which means you had a pile already, there became chal the chiv chuma. So they understand the lady goes ahead and takes first, he'll have to give chuma. Masha'inkam, when he takes b'shabalim, it wasn't chayiv yet chuma. It wasn't idgan yet. So therefore, we use the pasuk that says that the lady is not chayiv in chuma. Zotik maravait, it's not awesome. We learned in a Mishnah in Masechtas Maaseres. Hamekalif sa'irim, someone who takes the shell off sa'irim, Mekalif achas achas va'eichel. He can take off one shell at a time and eat it, and he's not chayiv in ma'aser, because that's not called achilas kva. Ve'im kalaf nosos echiyadai. If he took off the peel and put it into his hand, which means he did a lot at a time, he peeled a bunch of them and put it into his hand, chayiv. And Rashi learns the case over here is that every sa'irim have like two shells, has like, well, sa'irim and wheat has like the chaff, and then every kernel has a shell also. It has like the shibalim, it's called. If you ever see a picture on the box, the shibalim box, those cracker box, it has like all shibalim, it's like a stalk with a bunch of things in it. That's called the shibalim. Then you take that out, and then it has a shell on top of it. So it has two things you have to remove. Rashi learns it means even the outer shell you're removing. You're moving the whole thing. And so it says if you do one at a time, then it's achilas ari. You do a lot, then you chayiv, because it's achilas kva and you chayiv in maisa. The same halach as by Shabbos. That if you do one at a time, it's mutter. A lot at a time, it's also. It's also if you do a lot at a time. Frankly, Mara Kasha, Eni, Varav, Makalfa, Le, Divisu, Kasi, Kasi. Rav, his wife, used to make him cups and cups of this on Shabbos. And he wasn't Meicha. I, it's Dosh. And the Teretz is not Dosh. We just said, Chayim with Shabbos means that one at a time is not Dosh. But a lot at a time is the Issa of Dosh. You see, not like that, because Rav, did, his wife did it for him. And we see it's not Dosh. Rav Chiya Makalfa, Le, Divisu, Kasi, Kasi. Also, Rav Chiya's wife did it for him also. So you see, that's not a problem. The place is, because of this, asking him Rashi, he says that Mekalav can mean you're taking it off the outer stalks also, because that's for sure dosh. And how could Rav's wife make him piles of this? So it just must mean the outer shell, the mamish, the shell on top of it. And that's mutter to do al dosh, Taisa says. If you're doing it derech achilo, even a lot of the time, you're doing it in your house, because the issa dosh, Taisa doesn't explain this so much, but it's moving the egg that. Dosh is things that you do in the field. But something you do in the house, for example, you want to crack your peanut shell, take your peanut out. Hey, I do that. It's dosh. On Shabbos, hey, I break the shell off the peanut. Teretz says, that's not called dosh. Stuff that you do b'derek achila in your house, that's not called dosh. So therefore, the case of the Makalif is just peeling off the barley like we peel off a peanut. And therefore, you're allowed to do piles of them on Shabbos while you're eating it, if you're eating it right now, because that's not the derek to do that in the field, to do it in the house. And it happens to be peanuts is a big tumult in the Paiskim, because since there's so many shelled peanuts now, maybe that became normal to do in the field, and if it's a shayla of dosh. So I'm not getting into halakha l'maaseh right now. I'm just telling you what the site is, that something you do in the house, p'tei achila, is not called dosh. So what's going on? What's this v'chein l'shabbos? El yitmar, sefer yitmar. You have to learn that this v'chein l'shabbos is going on the sefer. It says in the sefer, that ha'moylem alila shachitim, someone who loosens the shaft off the chitim. So on so gabi on meiser menafeach yad al yad va'eichel, you could blow it from one hand to another hand, and you could eat it, and it's not chayim in meiser in chuma. V'mnot ul meisers v'mnofal nosos echeko. But if you blow it into your lap, that's already a lot, and it's already a kvius. Then you chayim meiser already. That's already like a pile. It's already a nigmar. It's already a gemar. Then you chayim in meiser. Omer Rebbe Lozo v'chein l'shabbos. Same halacha by Shabbos. That if you want to blow and separate these shafts on Shabbos, if you do it yad al yad, which is a shinui, so then it's mutter. But once you pile it up, then it's ready chayiv. Then it's chayiv on Shabbos because of bayir. Then it's chayiv and bayir ready if you do a lot at a time. Then we chayiv and bayir. If you do hand to hand, that's not a bayir. That's the derech achila. But if you pile it up already, let's say chayka, that's chayiv and bayir. Maskelor of Abba Bamam of Reisha. L'maisa in l'shabbos loy. So you're telling me, but the ratio, the case of mekalef, which means peeling it, we said Shabbos you do as much as you want. By maisa, if you do a lot, you chayiv. So it comes out, maisa is more chamer than Shabbos technically. The guy maisa is called enough to be chayiv maisa, but Shabbos not an issa. Is that possible? But ratio l'maisa in l'shabbos loy, umikim idilin Shabbos loy v'gmar melacha. How could be something that Shabbos is not a gmar melacha? For example, here peeling. For l'maisa v'gmar melacha, maisa is a gmar melacha. How could be something? Maskef lom. Rav Sheshib Rav Yehuda Idir Loi, it's not possible. But Garnon Lemaiser, the Tanan, when it's something called the Garnon Lemaiser, the Tanan, I'll show you, for certain times when a pile is a Gerin L'maiser, the Tanan, is a Gerin L'maiser, what's called a Gemar for Meiser? Hakeshuin, cucumbers, vadaluim, and gourds, Meshiyifikasu. When they have this little leaf on top of it, when that comes off, Meshaloid Piksu, if you didn't take that leaf off, Meshiyamid Arma, you make a pile of it, it's Chayiv Meisers. Make a pile, make a pile, it's potter. Like Rashi says, ain haromas hamadas haroma malacha. Rashi, in Shabbos, it's a heavy betzalim basically. You brought the betzalim to your house, making a pile, a rema, is not a malacha. Now, Eigen asked me, who knows the issukum ma'amer, so why isn't the issukum malacha? So two terutzim. Either ma'amer is only in the field, b'mokim geduloi, it's one teretz, or the Ritva says, in your house, it's not koma fazarim, so no isim ma'arma. So we're asking, you see, even Gavi Meiser making, we're saying, we're showing, even Gavi Meiser, you make a pile, it's chayiv Meiser, but Gavi Shabbos, you're not chayiv. What do you want to say? Malachas machshav is also Torah. The Torah asked choshev and malachas that I learned that from the Mishkan. Hakinami malachas machshav is also Torah. Here also Lagabe was saying Lagabe the Geir and Lemaiser Lagabe the Aloch of Mekalef. Only things that have malachas machshav which are similar to the malachas of Mishkan are chayiv and Shabbos. Ketzad Meilu. How do you do melila on Yontif? How you let her do that? How do we have a four that you let her do Meilu melilas Yontif? But you have to do a shinui. So what do you do? You have to do extra shinui. Because on Shabbos, now do melilu, like Taisa speaks out. On Shabbos, how you let do melilu? Abayim shrei the Rabbi Yisoma, chada, one finger and another finger. Put it between the fingers, that's you break it apart, make it loose. Rabbi shrei the Rabbi Yisoma, chada tarati, one finger on two fingers is even mutta. Rav Amar, even the Mishnah, he's doing it by hand, and you're doing it with your fingers. I feel a chada kulanami, one finger against the other fingers are all mutta. That's still enough of a shinui, and it's mutta to do on Yontif. How do you blow it? And this is going on Shabbos. You blow it from hand to hand. And this type of bayer is mutter. Anything, not your palm, from your fingers up, you let it blow from one finger to another finger, that's fine. They ask, is it blowing it from finger to finger? I feel the cool yod on me. You can use even one hand. Nami, you let her do it one hand as much as you want, because since that's a shinui, so therefore it's not called bayir mamish, and you let her do it in that way to eat it right away, like we said before. You let her mafeich even with one hand. You don't have to go hand to hand. If you do it, you can use your whole hand, even your kapa, since you're doing a shinui, since you're doing something different, even with one hand, it is fine to do such a bayir.